Well, we're going to talk about a project this morning going on in the Kimbolton area with Jill Madsen, who is part of the Little Mermaid Trail Committee. Jill, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for your time.
Sure.
It's kind of odd to be talking about an outdoor trail in what seems to be like the dead of winter outside right now, but there's never a bad time to be planning ahead, right?
That's right. It'll warm up.
it will indeed. It'll warm up and the snow will be gone and we'll be wanting to get outside soon. And they'll have a place to go around the area now that will be something a little bit different for folks who maybe aren't familiar necessarily with the Little Mermaid Park in Kimbolton, which has been there for a while, the Little Mermaid statue and fountain. But now there's some other things around it too. You guys are pretty proud of this project that you've gotten put together so far.
Yes, we are very proud of it. The way this all started was the Danish Villages was designated as an Iowa Great Place back in 2010, and the Little Mermaid Trail was one of three projects that we applied for in that Iowa Great Places application. And so our first phase, we resurfaced the Friends Walk in Elkhorn to start the trail project off. And as our second phase, the Kimbolton Park Improvements and Hans Christian Andersen Sculpture Garden is what we've been working on recently.
Where'd you ever come up with this idea?
Well, actually, back when we were looking at being designated as an Iowa Great Place, we sent out a survey to all of our, you know, customers in the area, residents, tourists. We, you know, had it on Facebook. We used every source we could to get the survey out there. And one of the high points that came back was to get a walking trail and some added recreation in the area.
You kind of mixed a lot of things that people like. You've got a destination. You've got a way to get there with the trail that provides a lot of different opportunities. You've got an art exhibit. You're combining a lot of things.
We are. Yes, in Kimbolton, our latest project, what we've done is a complete renovation of the Kimbolton Park, which includes new playground equipment. It's super for kids of all ages. We have a new restroom facility there. We have a walking path from the original mermaid through the park and playground to the restrooms, and now we have added the Hans Christian Andersen Sculpture Garden, which is a beautiful, beautiful art form to the park there.
Yeah, you've got to go into a whole lot more detail than what you just did, though. We're not going to let you off that easy. Tell folks what they'll find with the Hans Christian Andersen sculptures.
Well, we have added 8 bronze sculptures. They basically depict the famous characters from the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tales. And there's a walkway around the existing Little Mermaid, and the sculptures are sprinkled around that walkway, and they're beautiful bronze sculptures. We were fortunate enough to be in contact with our artist, Troy Moeller, who is actually the art director from the New Genesis Art Studio in Kimbolton. And he was the one that created the sculptures for us. Did a beautiful job on these bronze cast sculptures, and they include Thumbelina, the Princess and the Pea, the Little Match Girl, the Emperor's New Clothes, the Steadfast Tin Soldier, the Snow Queen, the Tinderbox, and the Ugly Duckling. And they're all on they're about a 24-inch sculpture, very, very detailed, beautifully done in bronze on pedestals. And kind of the neat thing with these sculptures also is Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company made it possible for us to actually call in using our cell phones or from a landline phone, and you can actually hear the story that fits with each sculpture.
You've got everything covered.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can you talk a little bit about the sculptures themselves? I guess my question is, are they original interpretations for the artist? Are they renditions or copies of photos or some sort of illustration that maybe he's seen?
He has basically created them on his own. And like I say, they are very detailed. I mean, one comment I've heard from several people, the Princess and the Pea, if you look closely at the princess, you can see every little fingernail and toenail on her. It's just until you see them, you can't imagine how detailed and beautiful they are.
Well, you mentioned getting a grant as an Iowa Great Place, but it takes more than just that, I'm guessing. You probably had a lot of support from folks to get this project to where it is today.
Yes, we had a lot of support. The other thing we did offer, and which we had a lot of response to it, was people in the area could actually sponsor one of the sculptures, and there are dedication plaques on the sculptures you know, for a donation, and that really will help maintain the sculptures in the future, and has just added some chance for us to do some beautiful landscaping around them, and yeah, just being able to do the project.
Mm-hmm. Well, why the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tales? It would seem kind of obvious up front, but you know, some folks look at that and think, well, those are stories I remember as a child. But aren't they really kind of stories that everyone relates to?
Oh, I believe so, especially in the Danish villages. You know, we're so proud of our Danish heritage, and it just all fits together. So, yeah, I mean, I think from young children to adults, they always enjoy hearing the Hans Christian Andersen stories, and they're just clever little fun stories to listen to.
Didn't have to discuss that very long to come to that conclusion, huh?
No, not at all.
Well, I know, Jill, that you're part of a committee that's been working on all these things. Has it been a pretty active committee? Have you gotten a lot of good support?
Yes, we have a great committee. We have several residents from Kimbleton and Elkhorn that have worked on the committee, and we've been very blessed with that. A lot of support that way. We meet at least every month, if not more. Everyone on the committee has been, you know, just great to take on different portions of the project, you know, do their thing, you know, pitch in wherever needed, and, you know, whether it be, you know, helping with fundraisers or, you know, getting research to get all this put together, everybody's been very helpful and supportive and just takes on whatever task they need to get things done.
Well, I know recently here at the beginning of the Christmas season, during the Yulefest celebration, you had a dedication for the sculpture park, and I understand that it was a very nice ceremony there, and I understand you're getting a lot of good feedback from folks.
Yes, we are. The local media has been great, too. They were, you know, there getting pictures. We've had some great articles in the local papers, and of course we thank you today for, you know, interview regarding the project. But yeah, it's just the word has spread, and I think people are anxious. If they haven't already been here to see them, they're going to make sure that they get it on their list of things to do.
And this is not the end of the project.
No, not at all. We're actually looking at the third phase now, which is complete the trail from the Friends Walk here in Elkhorn up to Highway 173, and then eventually connect Elkhorn and Kimbleton together with the trail.
Will it follow the highway?
That's our plan. You know, that would, of course, be one of the phases in the future. We're working with the state to see how that would work, you know, if there was a way to widen the highway, or if we would want to do an off-road trail, which that would be our preference. But, you know, with cost and different things, we're just looking at all the options we have.
Hey, forget widening the highway. I'm concerned with cutting down that hill.
Right. Yeah, that's the other concern.
Oh, that's all right. Just gets the blood pumping.
That's right.
It's a short walk anyway. Well, that should be a lot of fun to watch this happen over time. You know, it just seems like that there's always something going on in the Danish villages to kind of enhance the image and the connection to the Danish heritage. This just all fits in with a grander plan, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I think, you know, both communities work very hard to stay progressive and keep things going and keep our traditions alive, and I'm just proud to be here, and I know a lot of our residents are too. We just like to keep things moving, and we've been making that happen.
Well, it's a destination stop for a lot of folks. It's not just an accidental tourist stop along the interstate. It works that way for some folks, but there are folks that plan vacations around stops like this.
Yes. There sure are. We, in fact, we recently had Yule Fest in the villages, and we had guests from Denmark that came. I'm sure you're familiar with the documentary that was just played in Denmark, and we've had a lot of attention from that, too. So it's fun to see even our friends from Denmark come this direction and be aware of what we have here in the Danish villages.
Isn't it just crazy? You think you live in this small little place, nice quiet place, nobody bothers you, but then you wake up one day and you realize that you're really on the map.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good feeling.
It is. It is a good feeling.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, so folks want to swing by. I know it's cold outside. It's a little snowy, but you know what? The sculptures are there all the time, right?
Yes, they are. And if you have a chance to drive through in the evening, they're lit very beautifully. It's just a very pretty attraction. And if you want to stay in the comfort of your home, you can dial 712-773-HANS, H-A-N-S, and actually listen to the stories. So you'll, you know, if you don't want to get out in the cold quite yet, you can hear the stories and come up and see the sculptures as soon as you're ready and willing to get out.
Very good. Well, I'm sure a lot of folks will. Very good. Jill, thanks for your time today and continued success with the project.
Thank you very much.